Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, you're listening to a special episode of Popcorn Podcast with Lee and Tim, and Bonnie Discopolo and Anna Camp are here to talk about their South by Southwest entry, Neodome.
I'm Timmy Fland, movie buff.
And I'm Lee Livingstone, entertainment journalist.
And we love to talk all things movies. Now, in Neodome, a woman travels alone in a post-economic collapse America towards the promise of a utopian dome on the horizon. When she negotiates a ride with strangers, we learn no one can be trusted on the road to the Neodome.
Neodome is directed by Bonnie Discopolo from a screenplay by Mark Allen Pfeffer and Matt Pfeffer.
The film stars Anna Camp, Michael Mosley, Nicholas Logan and Anthony Discopolo.
We are pretty excited to share a conversation with two really accomplished female filmmakers today. First up, we have Anna Camp, who we know you know. She has appeared in multiple films and television shows such as True Blood, The Mindy Project and The Help, but would be most known, I guess, for her role as Aubrey Posen in the Pitch Perfect films.
Absolutely. I love that series. Yes. Classic films. Now, next is actor and director Bonnie Discopolo, who is an exciting rising voice in the indie filmmaking world. Discopolo has a sharp eye for compelling storytelling and a promising future as a director, boasting none other than Robert Rodriguez as her mentor, which is pretty damn cool.
That is pretty damn cool. Having worked together previously on short film Graceland, the latest project of these goal-kicking legends is Neodome, which is submitted as part of South by Southwest TV pilot program in the hopes of creating ongoing work for the creators and an entertaining story for us to watch.
Do you know what? I just love how you say the title of this short, Neodome.
Do I do that?
Yeah, but it's almost like the only way you can say it too.
Neodome.
All right, so Camp and Discopolo dropped by Popcorn Podcast together ahead of South by Southwest Film Festival to talk Anna Camp's exciting role as producer on the Neodome short and the big old carrot her femme fatale character Monica is chasing, plus Discopolo's approach to directing delicious dialogue and how to get that tension tight as a drum.
We're also manifesting some pretty exciting things together in this episode. Well, you are anyway. So let's jump in and take a listen.
It's so great to meet you, Anna and Bonnie. I absolutely loved Neodome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I'm absolutely hooked on to find out what happens next, because it's a premise that's so right with, you know, for the exploration of character and discovery. Anna, what excited you about the project?
I was so excited. I got the script and I felt like I had never read anything like it. You know, I've seen some sort of post-apocalyptic shows like Westworld, but there's also a bit of comedy involved. And the Pfeffer brothers who created this, they really wanted to lean into this kind of Coen brother. You know, the dialogue is very, it's a little heightened. It's all subtext. You know what I mean? Like, I loved that we were all, it was like what we weren't saying when we get into the car and like all this like chess pieces. We were like playing a game of chess together, which was really exciting.
Yes.
And also obviously Monica, I felt like she had a very clear arc, which is very hard to do in a short amount of time. I felt like the script stays ahead of the audience. You're constantly surprised. And I just loved what a freaking badass Monica turned out to be in the end. And I was like, I really want to play her and I want to know where she is coming from. Where is she going? I just loved the sort of noir femme fatale of it all.
So good. So good. You sum it up very well. Obviously, you are so invested in this story and your character. Bonnie, what about yourself? What interested you most about the story for you to show up and direct this one?
Absolutely. Well, Anna already took the buzzword that I had written down, which was badass. but it's true. I mean, I think it is such a cool film. It's this amuse-bouche of a polished gem of a short that shows you what the whole series could be. Mm. And to be able to take something in 15 minutes and show an entire world and three completely developed characters and this beautiful journey that has a three-act structure was so enticing. And it's just so cool. Robert Rodriguez is my filmmaking mentor. And when Anna gave me this script, I was just like, Robert would be so proud if I get to direct this. And like, that's a very cool thing to say, like, oh, here's a script that I could take back to him and be like, look, I can't wait to show you that I made this.
Has he seen it yet? Have you been able to show him?
He hopefully is coming on Sunday. We'll see. You know, South right. by Southwest is very busy. But if not, then he's going to watch the screener link.
Nice. I mean, that's so cool. Like, what a great champion to have in your corner as a mentor. Now, Bonnie, you've made a couple of shorts now. You mentioned about how it's got this three-arc structure. It's kind of like a complete story but has so much still to say. How do you restrain in your storytelling to like tease and entice and entertain? How do you approach that writing as a director?
That's a great question. I mean, I think the Pfeffer brothers had a big script. It was 24 pages, I think, the first version. Uh-huh. And Anna, the producers, Matt and Mark Pfeffer, and then Michael Johnson, the producer and composer, we all came together and just kept rewriting and looking at it and saying like, okay, here's this greater story of the Neodome and the characters and the greater vision of the series. How can we distill it down into the most necessary pieces for a pilot teaser? And I think it just came down to winnowing it down until it was what is absolutely necessary and leaves you with the most tension and still leaves a question of what happens next with Monica. Editing down, taking away until it was only like the absolute necessity.
Well, because you have to kill your darlings through that process. You might really love a shot or a moment or a line, but it has to serve the purpose for the characters, for the audience. Mm-hmm. I was both so satisfied with the 15 minutes, but oh God, I was so frustrated because I wanted it to keep going, you know, and I think that's a really good reaction.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's exactly. We've heard a lot of people say the exact same thing.
I love the classic tagline, trust no one on the road to the Neodome. It just hooks you in. And a post-apocalyptic story is so compelling to us. Mm-hmm. They draw us in because they could actually happen.
Yes, 100%. I mean, I think especially now we've been through COVID. Mm. We've been through things that are very close to these things happening, you know, like the depression. This is something that is so real. And I think that people are so afraid of actually happening that we're very drawn to watching people like us go through this. in a way, we're society's mirror, right? As an actor, as a storyteller, as a television show producer, that's what we're doing. We're holding up a mirror to society. And hopefully people are asking questions to one another when they watch these things, or are feeling like, oh God, don't do that. Don't do that. They watch a character do something that they're like, oh my God, don't do that now. You know, but it's exciting to watch somebody make mistakes and be caught in situations that you would never want to be caught in. But the exciting part about it is, what if you were? What if you were on the road? What if you had no home? What if you had no family? It goes back to when I first read the Cormac McCarthy book, The Road. And I just found myself feeling like I was that little boy who was lost out in the world. And you put yourself in that place. And I think that's the exciting thing about cinema. And what we can do is really create these worlds that feel so real. And that can be terrifying to live in.
Tell me a little bit more about your character, Monica. What's her story? What's the big old carrot that she's chasing?
The carrot. I like that you call back from that line. No, that was good. That was good.
I might have to tweak the audio because that accent was horrendous.
I loved it. I loved it. You know, she is a woman in a society that's been told no a lot and told you're not good enough, or that's not a job for you or a place for you. And she's out to disprove everyone. She's out to disprove her own father. She mentions that in the short, in the pilot. And she's out to prove that she is worthy, I think. And that is her main carrot on a very spiritual, emotional level. I'm sure there's a bit of like a power thing. Like, I don't know what's going to happen to her when she gets there. I have these like fantasies of her like owning the dome, right? And like coming in and like being like the one that like causes this big stir and shakes up everything. She's like this kind of rebellious disruptor. So that's what I'm hoping for. I know the producers are keeping it a little under wraps, but they've been teasing some stuff and I'm very excited.
I was going to say, have you been slipping like notes to the Pfeffer brothers to be like, I think Monica should head in this direction?
Of course. Of course I'm doing that. And they are definitely like, great idea, Anna. Okay. They're into it. And it's really exciting for me to be a producer on this, because instead of me just, you know, slipping the hint, you know, as I'm talking to somebody like who I work with, I'm actually getting to really kind of mold this. And this is for the very first time in my career that I've gotten to really shape a role that I've wanted to play. And it's really thrilling to get control as an actor, because you don't really get that often.
That's so exciting for you.
Thank you.
Just to piggyback on that, like the producer part of Anna, like Anna found and chose the final closing song, which is so cool. And it's just like, you know, the collaboration.
It's been really exciting. Yeah, get to just to work on all aspects.
And I want to talk about the dialogue just quickly, because it's full of poison pleasantries, I think you could say, which helps maintain the tension among the characters who, as we grow to learn, have ulterior motives underneath those words. Is that fun to lean into as an actor? And also, Bonnie, is it fun to direct actors, you know, spitting out dialogue like that?
Well, as an actress, it's very fun, because I grew up, you know, going to acting conservatory where we worked on Shakespeare, right? So we had to discover, what are we actually saying with all of this beautiful, poetic, gorgeous, and also biting language. And so it's not every day you get something that's almost a modern version of that. And it's just so much fun. It's not like, God bless doing like just normal old dialogue. You know, I love it. But this is just more exciting, because I get to really play with words and taste words. And why would Monica choose to use, you know, some of the phrases she uses in the show? And it's very telling of who she is as a character, and also who Gary and Larry are. They speak very differently from Monica, but they're all operating in this kind of heightened world. So I love it. I love it.
I love that you said taste the language. I think that's so visceral. It's very true. And mm-hmm. Bonnie, do you love directing actors with these words?
I love everything about the tone of Neodome so much. No shade to the naturalistic mumblecore. Like, I appreciate what they do, but for me, what's exciting is something that's heightened, really getting to have actors have to tackle this complicated imagery and metaphor and still make it grounded and naturalistic. Like something there, it's like this ornate Baroque cake that we're making, and you still have to pull on the audience. So for me, it's just such a fun challenge to be like, we're going to make this beautiful piece with this delicious language. And then the actors are going to have to make it sound grounded and natural. I mean, like, Anna's right. It is very Shakespearean. And I think it's so fun.
Tasty and delicious. I love it. In wrapping up, guys, thank you so much for your time. All the best for the TV pilot program at South By. I'm so excited for you guys. I have a question for you both. What is your Neodome? What would you do anything to get to and experience at the end of the road?
Great question. I always, when I read the script for the first time, I wondered what was in there and what was in there for Monica. And I always say that I kind of feel like a very strong Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz feeling from her, where she goes out on the road, she's looking for a better life, she encounters all of these like fascinating characters on the way. And then once she gets to the dome, in my mind, or in Anna's mind, I don't know if it's the same as the creators, but I've been pitching it,
yeah,
is that she opens, she goes in and she walks in, and it's kind of this black and white world. And she's actually on a front porch, and she sees her mother in a rocking chair. She sees her father. She feels like she's a return to self in a way.
Yes.
And almost in a, there's no place like home. Like she's been out searching for all of this better world, but she was there all along, kind of thing. So that's what Anna would want.
I love that. It's really poetic.
Yeah.
How about you, Bonnie?
Mine's much less poetic.
It's still awesome, I'm sure.
It's but when I think about it, you know, the road to the dome, becoming a filmmaker as a woman who isn't bankrolled by anybody feels like that has been this, like I've sacrificed a lot of the normal milestones of regular life in order to keep pursuing this. And I think, you know, Oscars, like getting to the Oscars would be my dome. I want to get a Best Director Oscar.
Hell yeah.
I'm manifesting those little slips to the Pfeffer brothers for you, Anna, and I'm manifesting an Oscar for you in the future, Bonnie. Congratulations. And I hope to speak to you guys again soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Take care.
Bye.
Look, Lee, I love manifesting things and am pretty excited to be involved in manifesting none other than a Best Director Oscar for Disco Polo, and hoping Camp's awesome ideas for the project are also realized.
The passion behind this project from these two is obvious, and they're quite the creative duo who really believe in the potential of this story being turned into a series, and I really want to see it.
Me too. I'm just like waiting, bated breath that actually materializes. Hopefully it's received well at South by Southwest and they get the seal of approval from audiences and, of course, Robert Rodriguez.
Very cool. Neodome is playing at South by Southwest Film Festival, which kicks off from March 8. Visit sxsw.com for session times and further information.
As always, friends, thank you so much for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
We have a website, popcornpodcast.com. Make sure you check it out. We've got all our episodes up there for you.
If you'd like to get to know us a little better, there's an About Us section and we run ticket giveaways. So keep an eye on the website for more information.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.